WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Welcome to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am Heather Hansen O'Neill. How are you doing today? I was purposely waiting because, you see, it's one of the things that I learned from moving from the Northeast. When you say, how are you doing in the Northeast, you just continue to go. You just continue to walk along. It's really more of a hypothetical thing. But down here, when I moved to the Grand Strand, you have to have a whole new form of time management because you stop and you wait and you listen and people actually fill you in with the answer to how you doing. I wanted to bring that up because it's part of the humanity of sales concept, this concept of becoming present with another human being and really listening and being there for them and actually caring to hear the answer and then respond thoughtfully. It's part of it. So I have a mission to help 10,000 leaders fulfill their impact goals and to share how leading with purpose based on values, how contributing to something bigger than profit actually increases your bottom line. So each week at 10 a.m. on Sundays, I'm going to be shining a light on local companies who are doing the right things to support their people, go over and above for their customers, and contribute to the community in a powerful way. I will give some tips and I'll introduce you to cool folks doing good things. So if you know of anyone who would be a great guest for the show, please let me know. Reach out to me at heather@thehumanityofsales.com. And now we're doing things just a little different. You're going to learn this about me. I like to mix things up. So today I have a co-host. You know Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies, is our partner. She sponsors the show. She's really cool and amazing. And one of the things that comes along with a focus on relationships and values as a topic is that you get to really know your partners, your sponsors, your guests in a different way. So I have come to enjoy my conversations with Tammy, get to know a little bit about her, deepen our friendship. And she's not only smart and passionate about helping her clients build financial confidence, but she's also just a really down-to-earth, cool person. And she sounds great on radio. So I thought, hey, wouldn't it be fun? Let's invite her on periodically to co-host the show. And today is her first co-hosting show. So be nice to her. All right, everybody be nice. Tammy is very much into mentoring, education, and she volunteers with the Palmetto Literacy Council and is a member of Conway Downtown Alive and the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corp. Welcome, Tammy. How you doing?
I am doing good. Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be fun.
Oh, it's always a blast having a conversation with you. And I am stoked because I know you're gonna knock it out of the park. So would you like to introduce our other guests?
I would absolutely love to introduce our guests. So today we have two amazing women, Jess Kern, who is the owner of Interior Vision Design Studio. Jess uses her passion for design to remove the stress out of the home building process by helping clients avoid unexpected costs and delays in order to bring their dream home vision to life. And her saying is, because building your dream home shouldn't feel like a nightmare. And I just love that. We also have Michelle Griffin on today, who is the director of branding for Winslow Law, a local law firm, and a salesperson for Fully Promoted. Fully Promoted is a local provider of promotional products and branded apparel. She serves as a Myrtle Beach Area Chamber of Commerce Ambassador and is a recent graduate of Leadership Grand Strand Class of 44. She volunteers with several different organizations such as Grand Strand Miracle League, and Horry County Literacy Council, and was given the honor of being named 2024's Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce Volunteer of the Year. Michelle's passionate, I know, about helping people both professionally and personally with her experience and her joy. So welcome, ladies. This is exciting.
Thank you so much for having us. This is awesome.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
So Jess, I want to start with you. I want to ask you a little bit, you know, kind of give us some information about entrepreneurship, what that means to you, and also how you use the freedom and flexibility that it provides doing what it is that you do.
Yes. So my background is actually in corporate interior design. I have a degree in interior architecture, and I started in the corporate interiors world, where I worked at several different firms, just kind of like alongside other women in the trenches, like just pumping out as many designs all day, every day, overtime, long hours, all the kind of things. So the flexibility and the freedom of the ability to have branched out and taken all of the tools and the skills and the things that I learned from previous experiences and been able to really develop and create something brand new that works for my life. And I mean, I design homes and houses all day long, but I wanted to design a life also that I could be proud of and that I could leave this legacy behind. So the freedom and the flexibility of being an entrepreneur is just absolutely unmatched. It's very challenging and it's very off the beaten path for people to kind of get to the point of, okay, we're going to start something from scratch. I want to send words of encouragement to anyone who's thinking of going in that direction, that just the beauty of entrepreneurship and being able to step into that role is what I love the most.
You know, I just want to jump in here for a second because I know Jess, she does a great job at what she does. So she's super talented, but she also really wants to help other people. Give us a little bit more about your background.
Basically, the difference between there's decorators, designers, and interior architects. So like kind of starting, not necessarily at the bottom, but you don't need any formal education to be a decorator. It's more like Hobby Lobby or decor. It's a passion, a talent of yours. Designer, I would put like Joanna Gaines in that category. She is a very mega talented and successful interior designer with no formal background or education. An interior architect is like Kelly Wurstler, if you're familiar. She has the ability to select architectural finishes. She can modify blueprints, architectural documents, drawings, and it really, that helps me tremendously with all my custom home builders that I partner with, because I'm able to actually be in the process and create change that will save my clients money in the long run, but also help them truly create their vision to life, because it's hard for people to see in 3D. And that's what I do. So as an interior architect, I'm a hybrid between a designer, a decorator, and an architect, where I kind of am the liaison between all three. And in communication with your home builder, we can really help translate your vision and bring it to life.
Thank you, Jess, because here's the thing. I am so bad at that stuff. Like literally, I'm terrible at it. And I didn't know the difference, you know, at all. So I thought maybe there might be a listener out there who felt like that too. So thank you for letting us know. And I want to move over to Michelle for a moment because, gosh, I met Michelle at an event and her energy, her positive energy preceded her into the room. It's like she will light up a room when she comes in. It's one of the things that I love about you. Now, I know that you do a lot, right? Not just for your jobs, but also in volunteering. And so when some people hear like all of the things that you do, they might think, gosh, that must take a lot of energy. But I think you have a very different philosophy.
Absolutely. And thank you, Heather. It's a joy, honestly, to be on here and to talk about this, because during COVID is when I found out what makes me me. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I learned is that I really like to be around people. I like to be around positive people, But people's energy is so important to make me who I am. Just that exchange of energy. If someone's having a negative energy, I love the challenge to be able to turn it to a positive energy. And if someone has a positive energy, it completely pumps me to another level to create even more positive energy. And when I was at home during COVID, it was just my kids. And I had my nieces and nephews as well. And everybody was pulling me in a negative direction. It was horrible. I was out of work for 3 weeks. And when they called and said, "Do you want to come back?" I said, "Can I come back like right now?" Because I needed that energy. I needed that positive energy where I like to be, I like to be needed, whether it be for energy purposes or at the time I was an administrative assistant, and they do all the work anyway. So I just felt the need to be needed, and so I've kind of morphed that into just creating that positive energy everywhere I go, because the world we live in can create such a negative environment in so many different ways. I think it's important for us as human beings to choose to be positive.
That is so true. I have to reiterate. She said the word choice, folks. You get to choose. I love it. People come to me a lot and they'll be like, "Well, this person made me stressed out, or this situation is causing this or that." And I'm like, "Well, yes, but you can choose how to respond to it, right?" So I love that you brought that up, Michelle. Thank you. And before we go to a break, just did you have something you wanted to add there too?
I had a really cool thought when you were just saying that. I read something on recently on social media when I was scrolling. I saw something that like whatever you fill your cup is what spills out when it gets shaken. So what's inside of you is like what you generate is a re direct result of like when things get hard and when things are rocky, like when something in life rocks you, like that's what spills out, and it's what's inside of you, not what's inside of them. So it's just important to practice self-care and like make sure that you're speaking to yourself positively and you're filling yourself up with that light, because that's what's gonna fall out.
Yeah, thank you. And Tammy, before we head to the break, did you have any thoughts for everybody?
No, I just, when Jess was saying that, it reminds me of a book I'm reading that does say that you are not bound, your future isn't bound by your past, like because of people or events or anything like that. They don't have to determine your present or your future. You do make a choice. We have choices we get to make every day, as far as happiness and fulfillment and joy and just all of that. So that's one of the things I love about Michelle. You spend 5 minutes with that woman and it just emanates that. And it's fantastic. So
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Make sure to join us on the other side. We're going to take a very quick commercial break here. And when we return, we'll get some more of that energy, some insights, some wisdom, and we'll learn more from Michelle and Jess and Tammy, and maybe even a little bit more from me, Heather.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
My name is Heather Grezik, founder of Myrtle Beach Tai Chi. Meditate in motion with intentional slow movement aim to improve focus, balance, and overall well-being. All ages welcome, no equipment necessary. Get class schedules and more info on our website at www.myrtlebeachtaichi.com. That's www.myrtlebeachtaichi.com. Bringing people together in a positive way for centuries. Try Tai Chi, first class free.
Welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am Heather Hansen O'Neill. We're back with my co-host Tammy today, as well as Jess Kern, owner of Interior Vision Design Studio, and Michelle Griffin, who works with Winslow Law and Fully Promoted. Now, gosh, I have so many questions for everybody. I just don't even know where to start. You know what? I'm going to start with you, Jess, okay? So you have this vision for mentoring other women to create financial freedom, right? So I'd love to learn a little bit more about that. And I have a sneaking suspicion our financial freedom expert guru over here, Tammy Hardy, is going to have a couple of thoughts about that too. So Jess, you go first.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so passionate about financial freedom, but specifically with like creative women, moms like me, do something different and pave their own way. I think creatives have a harder time coming out of their shell and really taking on the responsibility and the role of running a business. It's something I really, really struggled with because that's just not how my brain works. Like I'm the visionary, right? So when I wanted to go out on my own, that was the hardest thing. I wish I would have had a blueprint. So what's on my desk right now at Interior Vision Design Studio is actually a business blueprint that I'm developing with my business coach, and I'm putting it together so that I can help women who were in the spot that I was 7 years ago, the roadmap and the blueprint to start their own design business so that in the future they can kind of be where I am now, but faster. So all the tools and all the things that I've learned along the way, I want to compromise into one business blueprint. And then that will lead into a mentorship program where I hope to just coach and really create and design alongside other creatives and help teach them the things that I learned to just sell and maximize efficiencies and really achieve those high profits without sacrificing the time and the energy that you need to put towards your life and your family and the things that you hold dearest to yourself.
That's awesome. And Jess, I focus on women a lot with my financial planning practice. And so that piece of what you're doing really appeals to me. And I love the fact that you're willing to help and uplift other women do what you're doing. One of the things when I work with women that I constantly kind of assess is their challenges. Like what kind of challenges in your industry, what are the biggest challenges that those women would have? And do you have any advice for them to help them move beyond that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as women, I think we have so many tabs open at the same time.
Yeah.
Like I'm a mom, I work at home. I'm constantly like feeling that guilt of, am I doing enough? Am I being enough? Something that I journal every single day is how can I show up as the best wife, mom, daughter, sister, and friend? Like who is the woman that I want to be today? And that's a big game changer because owning a business isn't just all about profits. The purpose behind that for me is my mindset really shifted when I started to view my time as currency. And all of the things that, everything that I do to fill myself up, to pour back into the things that matter the most in my life. And the fact of the matter is I just can't be the best business owner if I'm not showing up at full in all those other areas of my life. So it serves my family the best and it serves my clients the best when I just really prioritize and protect fiercely my time.
Hmm. Yeah. I love this. So I think that time as a currency is enormous. It's enormous. And I we started talking about time management. I did anyway, like because we want to give people our presence and our time. And so we have to maximize it instead of letting it fly out the door. And I'm going to go back to what Michelle said about choice and, you know, what you're saying, Jess, about time is that we get to choose those things. And when you're talking about all of these different roles, Jess, I am thinking about the fact that women in particular spend a lot of time thinking about how they should be in each of their roles. And I just want to add the importance of focusing on filling your own well. And you know, you even made that coffee analogy, right? That cup analogy, how we overflow onto other people, is that we have to take care of ourselves. Michelle, what do you think?
I also believe that our time is very precious. I think it's also really important to enjoy every moment. We are given moments in so many different ways and with so many different people, and making those moments count, really, that's part of filling our cup as well. I think as women, especially me, because people say you're everywhere all the time, and I am. However, it's really important that I enjoy each moment with each person, regardless of whether it's my children, or it's important we enjoy every moment that we can.
Yes. Oh, go ahead, Tammy.
Yeah. So Michelle, speaking of enjoying moments, because I'm not sure if everyone here knows about your wonderful Wednesday social media posts, but I absolutely adore them. I love them. They always bring a smile to my face, but I'd love to hear how, or rather what the impetus was, because you are sharing so much joy. And it's obvious if that fills your cup. So what was the impetus for those? How did that get started?
Thank you for asking. It's really funny that you would say that right after I talk about enjoy every moment. During COVID, I was doing podcasts. I felt the spirit leading me to do podcasts. And literally the name of the podcast is Enjoy Every Moment. Strength in every moment is what it was called. And I felt the Lord's leading to really bring this great information, because I was recently divorced during that time. And I felt that it was important. However, it was also very tedious. And so I prayed about it and I was like, Lord, you know, these are kind of hard. Is this really what you want me to do? And just as sure as I'm talking to you, the Spirit said, I want you to do what you love. And I was like, oh Lord, I can't just dance. Cause that's my true passion. I love to dance. I've been blessed with rhythm and I've been doing it since I was young. And I used to compete back in high school. And the Spirit said, no, you got to do it with a message, but dance, like do what you love. And literally the first Wednesday of 2021, I did a wonderful Wednesday, but only after it was confirmed, because I was still questioning if I was supposed to do it. And I had heard a song, and the song said, It's My Time. That's the name of the song, by Kelly Price. And one of my friends that I had been friends with for 15 years said, we were in a conversation about something about life and, you know, divorce and everything. And she said, you know what, girl, it's your time. And I said, okay, God, that was it. And so the very first Wednesday, it started with It's My Time. And it's just kind of grown from there. I've threatened to stop it because it can get like every single week, right? But God makes a way every time. Every time he makes a way. And that it started with that passion of sharing that joy that I found with other people. And I just want to share it. I just wanted literally that positivity. You can spread it. Again, that choice, you can spread it. It's a choice to just use the gifts that God has given you to share that positive energy into the world. So thank you for asking about that. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Well, thank you for obeying the leading to do it. Fantastic. So
that's amazing. You. Michelle, when you said, I can't just dance. I was like, you should have seen me. I was like getting all ready. I was getting to jump in there because dance is my first career. You 100% can just dance. It's not just dancing. It's dancing. It's sharing the joy. So I'm so glad that you do it. And, you know, I as I'm bringing this to a close, because we knew this was going to happen. We knew that we're going to get together and it's going to totally fly by. So I want you all to think for a moment, because I'm going to ask you if there's one idea, piece of advice, tip, inspiration that you would love people to walk away with today? I want you each to share something like that before we leave. But I want to just say thank you, because this show, it's about, you know, every week I want to, like I said, shine a light on business people who are doing good things. But this show in particular is about women lifting women. And there is so much power in women lifting women. And so thank you. Thank you, not just for your time here today, but for going out there in the world and doing that on a regular basis. So, did I give you enough time to think of something? Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Jess.
I just want to encourage women specifically, that I think we're always waiting for a good time to do something or to jump into that new adventure. And something that I was just reminded of was when I first started, I wanted to be obedient in God's calling for my life, but I just kept feeling like resistance, like I wasn't made to do what I was doing. But I never thought or dreamed that it would be doing something that I've created from scratch on my own. but God just gave me that vision. And I think, like, for timing's sake, I mean, I suffered back-to-back job loss, and I was rejected out of the situation that I didn't want to be in. And it forced me to be like, okay, it doesn't make any sense to start on my own right now, but like, God gave me this direction, and He gives you your vision for your life. And, you know, it's a shame to let that go, because His plan for you is so much greater than what you could ever dream up on your own. I just want to encourage you to, like, jump with no net, just go, because God will unravel all the details along the way, and you will just figure it out and take it one step at a time. It doesn't have to be like Rome wasn't built in a day. You don't have to do it all at once. But there are other women, like these four women on this call, that have gone before you, that you will intersect paths with, and they will help guide you and just encourage you and cheer you on along the way.
Thank you, Jess. I love that. How about we, I know we have like 2 minutes left. So Michelle, why don't you go, and then we'll close with Tammy.
Mine is really quick. Never underestimate your peace. Find your peace and then stay positive.
Ooh, that's good. Nice and short and sweet. I love it. Tammy, yes. What do you have for us today?
Yeah. So there's a saying, and I know I'm going to mess this up, but you are the six people you spend the most time with. You've heard that, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that there is so much truth to that. And I think, like we were talking about before, we have to make conscious decisions about what we're going to do, how we're going to feel, and all of that. But we also need to make conscious decisions about the people that we surround ourselves with, or that we let into us, because there is a lot of truth to that saying. So surround yourself with the right people, and yeah, the sky's the limit.
Wonderful. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm just going to encourage everybody to make that conscious decision to join us each Sunday at 10 a.m. on the Humanity of Sales, Where Purpose Meets Profit show. And I am so grateful to each of my guests here today, my co-host, Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. We have Michelle Griffin with both Winslow Law and Fully Promoted, and Jess Kern with Interior Vision Design Studio. So you're all amazing. Keep doing what you do. Come back each week at 10 a.m. on Sundays. We have some interesting shows coming up. Next week, you'll learn how to dramatically increase your ability to become present and focused when I interview Heather Grezik of Myrtle Beach Tai Chi. And you won't want to miss the following week if you're a fan of the national best-selling book, The Go-Giver. Not only will we be talking with local business owner Josh Gertzog, but we're going to be bringing on one of the authors, Bob Berg, to discuss this powerful concept, one that ties back directly to that correlation between purpose and profit that I bring up right here on The Humanity of Sales. See you next Sunday on Hot Talk 99.5.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy certified financial planner, and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.